Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
Virginia McCaskey has a tattoo that says F-A-F-O.
You know, it's like love on one set of knuckles and hate on the other. Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, the great Kevin Lapka, who is he is demurring when asked about his spectacular catch last night.
Well, the game was televised. You can go on Facebook and find it.
Apparently, Lapka tracked one down. He's like, nah, it wasn't that good. It was routine catch.
It was really incredible.
I can tell
it was not a routine catch.
I can tell by his reaction that he knows it was a great catch and he's just being cool.
Well, he was pounding his chest afterward. He knew it was a great catch.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he threw the ball in and then was pounding his chest in the outfield for 10 seconds.
Okay.
It's a great catch.
Okay. So now he's like, yeah, you know, it's no big deal. Okay. All right. All right. Now I see him working. I respect it. We are going to be busy today with all sorts of Bears stuff and more. We have our first appearance with TJ Edwards, his weekly Tuesday noon appearance. Ian Happ, before that, 11:25. Bear. Tim Jenkins is going to talk quarterbacking at 1, and Sean Frazier, 1:25, and a whole lot more. 312-644-6767. We took calls yesterday, and you know what?
They were pretty good. Other than Frank cussing up a storm.
He emailed to apologize. Of course he did. And I told him, no worries. It's showing the fire and the passion when someone usually as prepared and measured is out there over his skis.
Texter, no, there will be no Hard Knocks tonight. Hard Knocks is over. And you'll probably never see the Bears on Hard Knocks again.
Fine.
They did not want to be there.
And it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Now we can just get to, you know, the business of football and the stories of football. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, Roma Dunze being week to week.
Yeah, it's not great. You know, young people can heal faster than old people can, but MCL can be tricky. It can be re-injured. And remember, a sprain is a partial tear.
Break it down for your Miss Dr. Knee. Break it down for people what is going on with this.
It sounds like he has a partial tear of his MCL.
Which is?
The medial collateral ligament.
Where is that?
Which means it's on the inside of the knee. The lateral collateral ligament is on the outside. The anterior cruciate crosses in the back, the posterior cruciate there as well. But it's not great. It's a major ligament in the knee, and he's got to be real careful with it. Salute, major ligament. And I don't know, as long as there's no meniscal damage, like that's the big issue. If it's just an isolated MCL issue, that's the only issue, and there's no cartilage involved, the prognosis should be pretty good.
Yeah, and I imagine that he was pumping adrenaline yesterday, which is why he was able to finish, or Sunday, he's able to finish the game. Then he wakes up Monday and he's like, this hurts and it's swollen.
Mm-hmm.
You go see the trainer. The trainer's like, hey, yeah, we need to take a look at that. But that's when it started to get a little strange Because the more I thought about it, like as I was driving home, I was thinking about like how we got the information. And I want to be very clear about this. I am happy that the Bears divulged the information that Rome Odunze was getting an MRI. It was just strange the way that it came about, because ordinarily when something like that, when you've got one of your more important players, we don't know if Rome's going to be a star yet, but he's clearly one of the more important players on the team, has an injury. It's something that coaches will usually lead off like a Monday press conference with. You know, we got out of the game pretty much unscathed, but you know, Rome Odunze came in this morning. He was feeling a little off, so we're going to check his knee. We get him an MRI, and we'll let you know on Wednesday. The way that it happened yesterday was odd.
Odd because we thought that all this stuff was a priority to iron out.
Yeah.
We were told it was.
And that Flus himself wants to have a better public presence. It's not a big deal, but it is worth examining a little bit. This is how it came about yesterday.
What happened to DJ and Keenan during the game? Both of them were out for different stretches with injuries.
Well, yeah, just they just get, you know, whatever that might be during the course of the game. You know, it could be a little tweak here, a little thing here. And they might leave it for a play or two and then just come back.
Either of them, is that a concern this week?
It's not. The only really concern we have is Rome, you know, Rome's knee. So we'll have to see where that is. And he's getting an MRI today, and we'll see where it goes from there. And then I'll be able to let you know more on Wednesday.
How did Rome hurt his knee and how did that?
It was just, you know, I don't know exactly when it happened. I believe it was a blocking play. You know, they said that's what they talked about. And again, I did not see it on film, the exact play, but we'll see where he is, and hopefully he'll be fine.
He mentioned it after the game. He brought it to you guys?
Yeah. It was mentioned during the game.
Okay.
Now to keep it 100, we had to edit that part of it together because it was almost like it caught everyone up there off by surprise, too, because there were a couple of questions in between what Eberflus said and Jason Leisure, like getting everyone back on task and being like, wait a minute, like this is new information that Rome Odunze is hurt. So we put all of that together. That didn't happen in sequence.
It was very strange, and it was reminiscent of the kind of comms hiccups that they had under the previous comms administration there.
Yeah, I was a little surprised, and maybe it's just a matter of Flus just forgetting, like, because he clearly knew and found a space to talk about it.
But he used to lead with it.
But it does seem like the thing that you would lead with.
The 708 says it's almost like he thought he said it in the post game.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
That's an interesting observation. That maybe he's just in everything that he's got going. But, you know, it's a coach's job to sort those things out. Yeah. And ask. You know, if you don't know, ask. That's what your comms people are there for.
But I think it's probably more likely that he was hurt and he's like, oh, I'm fine. He goes home, I'm not fine. He comes in on Monday and they go, that's not good. Let's get you an MRI. I don't suspect that Flus knew that he was getting the MRI until yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think there's any kind of skullduggery.
No,
going on
I don't
here.
Think there's malfeasance or
no,
anything like
that. I don't think they were trying to hide anything. I just think it was clumsy in a way that they were trying to prevent.
Yes.
And I think that Rome definitely, like, you're right, he definitely felt healthy after the game because Grody said yesterday, and we don't have audio from Rome because there was too many people talking, but Rome apparently talked for a long time after the game, and no reports came out from the locker room that he was talking about being hurt.
Right.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And now we know that it was probably a play where he got rolled up on by Velas. Strangely enough, Velas will be one of the people that probably benefits from Rome not being available. Whether it's more reps for him in the receiver's room or it's him staying on the roster because you have an extra body that you need to be out there. So, is that irony? You're Captain Irony.
Oh, boy. Maybe, yeah, a little bit. I think if you're involved in hurting the player and that injury creates a roster spot that keeps you employed, yeah, it's some combination of dumb luck and irony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of gross, but
yeah,
probably true.
It is. It will.
So does this mean that our guy Colin Johnson may also get a look?
Maybe. Ideally, Tyler Scott just replaces Rome on the active.
On the active, but they might need a roster spot.
Maybe Colin Johnson. But if they're going week to week, that means that they're not putting him on IR.
Correct.
At least for now.
Because sometimes that changes. You know, there was a lot of confusion. If you listen to Sean McVay trying to describe what was going on with Puka Nacua, that was also confusing. He had to like come back out and say, well, I didn't mean that, and we're doing this, and we are putting him on IR. And these things are, they're not black and white. Their diagnoses change, and decisions change. People change their minds. Say, you know what, it's probably, let's just put him on IR.
It's good that we found out about it, though, right early on. Isn't it better than having to wait on Wednesday? And then on Wednesday's like, well.
No, we knew that was going to happen, right? That at some point,
yeah,
they're not going to keep that.
Well, I'm just glad that he's seemingly okay. And we'll see where things stand in a couple of days or maybe next week, because Roma Dunze is now week to week.
Well, if you wanted all your depth, I don't know that they have great
depth. I don't think they have great depth. The other problem is that when you look at they didn't put, I think, their most powerful personnel package on the field enough on Sunday, which is something that Shane Waldron is going to have to figure out. But now you don't have Roma Dunze out there to put that 11 package that you thought could be really, really good. And where's Cole Kmet? Have you guys seen him?
Well, he is.
Where's he at?
He's not complaining yet.
No, he's not going to complain.
I don't think he is either.
That's not his style.
But when they say already that it's because of Gerald Everett, and they did. Eberflus said that.
I know.
Is Gerald Everett already good enough that he's supplanted Cole Kmet in that number of personnel grouping?
I think just from watching Gerald Everett in the past, I think he's a better receiver than Cole Kmet. He's not a better blocker. So that might have had something to do with the game plan. But other than that, I don't know.
Or they look at two different positions and they look at a U tight end and a Y tight end as different guys doing different jobs.
Yeah, but I thought that Cole Kmet was starting to blend the position a little bit. Where it looked like in his first year, like, oh, well, you know what? This isn't a hybrid guy. This is a guy that's going to help set an edge. Mm-hmm. And I think over the last couple of years, he has progressed to the point where he is a trustworthy pass catcher. And you saw his numbers skyrocket. We'll see. It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
And for those people bringing up Kevin White, come on. That's not fair to Roman Dunze.
No, he wasn't pre-hurt.
No, and they lied about Kevin White. That was just blatant lying. He's fine. He's fine. He's fine. He's fine. He's fine. He has a broken leg,
and he had one.
Yeah, remember that? That was do not. That's not fair to anybody involved. It's not fair to this regime, and that's not fair to Roma Dude.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.